ACN Sports, Alex Steedman joins me. How are you, Alex?
Yeah, doing good, Sean. What about you?
Terrific. Now, South Australia, first of all, and the Goodwood over there, I spoke with Ben Hayes last week, and he was just quietly crowing that he thought Vega Magic would choke the life out of it. They weren't pulling our leg.
No, what a great day. I think they'd circled the Goodwood on the calendar a long way out, considering the day that they had out at the races there. Vega Magic landed outside the leader on settling, got headed on the outside of the top of the straight, but really rallied strongly. The first Goodwood winner for Hayes and the first one for the family since Romantic Sun won for Colin back in 1971. Ran to a time form rating of 118, so that's 2 pounds up from when he won the Scahill Stakes at Ascot prior to coming over here. The Everest in the spring could be a possibility for him. Very exciting for connections if he can get a run, especially if Hayes Dabney can improve him further off that 118 mark. And Hayes Dabney, they've shown that they can improve these WA sprinters as well. Case in point, Shardell, who won the Oakley Plate earlier this season.
And I noticed they've already run the flag up the pole by saying if anybody's got a slot and they're interested in the horse, contact them.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty good move too, because of course it's Vega Magic going to the Everest. All depends if he can get an entry.
Exactly. Now, the Proud Miss was won by Furyk, been a very consistent filly.
Oh, hasn't she? Quinella to round out the day for Hayes Dabney. Miss Gunpowder running second. Furyk, I think she put the writing on the wall for this when she returned from a let-up in the UCLAS where she ran second. Went one better here and produced a new master time form rating of 105. She can go to Brisbane, and I think Miss Gunpowder could be one to watch perhaps as well. That was her third up run. Still probably has a run or two in her this prep. Could head up to Queensland as well and chase some more black type.
All right. Burning Fun took out the Lee Stakes, the Group 3. They're very consistent horse from the Weir camp.
Oh, easy what. Great race too. The two class horses settle prominent and then fight out the finish. Burning Front, he's just a winner. A class horse like Hooked had the drop on him, but still managed to hold him at bay in the straight. Burning Front ran to a time form rating of 115. That's 1 pound better than his prior best when he won the Carline Cup back in February. Testament to him and testament to Darren Weir as well. He's had 12 runs this season. He's won 7 of his past 8 runs. It never ceases to amaze me how Darren can keep his horses up and firing for so long, Sean.
Now, interesting runner was Exocet. They took her to Sydney for the PJ Bell, the Group 3, back on the 1st of April. Didn't fire that day. They obviously had an opinion of it, and it's been justified. It's come out and won a Wagga and then won the centre rear at Morford on Saturday.
Yeah, getting back onto the firm track, Sean. On Saturday, she settled midfield defence, straight into the clear on turning and found the line strongly. She's looked really good on firm track this prep. She ran to a time form rating of 99. Apparently she goes out for a spell now with a view to the spring. So she heads to the paddock with a maiden black type win to her name. So I suppose this prep is a case of mission accomplished, Sean.
The SA Phillies Classic there, which was a Group 3 won by Anna Royale, signed by an achiever. I think Peter Moody had it. It was a pretty handy galloper.
Yeah, so I did notice that Anna Royale is the first stakes winner for Achiever. So still a young emerging sire. Good staying effort by Anna Royale. Settled well back. Really rounded them up and put a gap on her rivals late. Ran to a time form rating of 102. Deserved win. She finished behind two nice fillies, the run prior and the Schweppes Oaks, Canenda and Eckhart. She's probably going to meet them again in next month's Queensland Oaks. And on what she did on Saturday, she might be able to turn the tables because, look, she just seems to really lap up that 2,500 metres, Sean.
Another one who liked the 2,500 was Time to Test in the Port Adelaide Cup.
Yeah. Tony McAvoy, he seemingly had him just time to the minute here. Fourth up and out to the 2,500 metres. Ran to a time form rating of 99. Look, soundness issues, they've been his undoing, apparently. A lot of suspensory problems. Something like the Banjo Patterson final at Flemington over 2,600 metres in July could be a suitable target for him this prep, Sean.
Well, Smart Missile had a stakes double there in Adelaide, Exocet, and I'll Have a Bit winning the national stakes.
Yeah, great way to break maiden status at group level. Settled back and outgunned the odds on favourite in the straight. Ran to a time form rating of 99. She looks a nice filly in the making, Sean. She's improved with each of her 4 career starts. I think the talking point is connections were deliberating whether to run her in the National Stakes or Seymour Maiden on Tuesday. I believe they've pulled the right rein. What do you think, Sean?
I think so. You probably add a little bit more value to her with what they've done. Dooman, sense of occasion, great effort by Chris Lees. He's just set this horse and he's just done a terrific training effort with him.
Oh, yeah. What a season this horse is having. Just this prep, he's won over, well over $1 million, and he won the Villiers in the summer. On Saturday, sense of occasion, he settled back off what turned out to be a pretty decent early pace. And then he was extremely strong late down the outside. Ran to a time form rating of 118, which is below the current five-year winning average of the Toowoomba Cup. Sense of occasion, his career best run was awarded a rating of 123 when he placed behind Winks in the Queen Elizabeth. Chris is going to send him out on a high. We won't see sense of occasion again until the spring. Watch for the runner-up star exhibit. He won a listed race on resuming at Caulfield, and he's handled a class rise to Group 1 level extremely well. He recorded a new career peak time form rating of 115 on Saturday. Full steam ahead for him to the Brisbane Cup in 3 weeks, Sean.
Jungle Edge, what a ripper he is. Kevin Forrester and Mick Bell, they took out the BRC sprint.
Yeah, led them around, and they couldn't catch him. He was always going to thrive on a track like that, Sean. He's run to a time form rating of 116, and that's a pound clear of his two best runs in Sydney this autumn, so he's found a little bit more. While ever Mick Bell can find a wet track, Jungle Edge, he'll be competitive up in Brisbane. He could become the first horse since River Lad in 2011 to claim the BRC Sprint Stradbroke Handicap Double. And six-year-olds like Jungle Edge, they have a good record in the Stradbroke as well. They've won 5 of the past 10 renewals. Honourable mention to second place Get a High Midnight as well. He ran to a time form rating of 105. He's a very versatile horse. He can sprint. He can win up to 2,000 metres. So keep an eye out for wherever James chooses to send him second up.
Righto, Kinedna, another of the not a single doubts, and they just keep winning. John Allen on board, the jumps jock.
Yeah, so Darren, you couldn't quite get the Doomben Cup with Star Exhibit, but this was a great consolation prize in Kinedna. Second time in 3 weeks, Chris and Darren have fought out a Phillies event. Kinedna and Eckhart duked it out in the Schweppes Oaks a few weeks ago. Waller won that round. Kinedna on Saturday, she just got a beautiful run, midfield on the fence. Stand out into the clear on straightening and was just too classy. Ran to a time form rating of 102, which is well below the rating of 107 she ran to twice in Adelaide. The Doomben Roses, it's the key lead-up race into the Queensland Oaks. Kinedna can become the first filly since Scarlet Lady in 2011 to score the Doomben Roses Queensland Oaks double. The runner-up Oklahoma Girl, though, can definitely turn the tables in 2 weeks' time. Gondokoro in 2013 and Tinto in 2014. They both ran second in their Doomben Roses. They went one better in the Queensland Oaks a fortnight later. So history bodes well for the first two across the line on Saturday, Sean.
And I mentioned not a single doubt. He also threw Biddy Babe that won the Bright Shadow, the listed race.
Interesting mare. Nice mare. Showed good improvement on her first up run. Ran to a time form rating of 99. A mare in form like her, a logical mare name. This campaign is the Tats Tiara. She's got a black type win now and she can chase some more and should be peaking third and fourth up. She'll probably get to the Tats Tiara via perhaps the Dane Ripper Stakes on June 10. Miss Cover Girl last year showed you don't necessarily have to be the class mare in a Tats Tiara to be winning it. Just the mare who's peaking. As a lot of the class mares are sort of coming to the end of their preps after running through us in the autumn. So keep an eye out for Biddy Babe in the next couple of starts she has.
All right, terrific. We will talk to you soon, Alex. Have a good week.
Sounds good, Sean. You too.
Alex Stephen there from Racing and Sport.